We are up to Perek Tes Vav, Sif Pei Dalet, on the top of page Reish Chof Tes in the new print, the first Chelek of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa. Today's shir is sponsored for Fushlim from Miral Bas Sore Gittel. We need additional sponsorships to help the shirim come on a regular, consistent basis. Please, to help sponsor, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on Sponsor a Shir, or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman @gmail.com. Your sponsorships help cover the costs for the production of these shiurim and for the podcast to be available for free to the public. With thousands of downloads, your sponsorship is a true chizik to the Lamedei Torah and to make this available to Lamedei Torah for free on various and all podcast platforms. Se'if Pei Dalid begins, Mutar l'chaber or l'hodek shnei chelki beged, u'kedema be'emtzois seret midbar. One can attach two garments or two parts of a garment together with Velcro. That when they touch each other, they sort of grab onto each other and attach themselves. So too, one can separate any garments, or if a garment was opened or closed. With Velcro, Velcro can be opened and closed on Shabbos without a problem. He says in Sifkon Reish Samach Vav that it's not Teifer, Elaki Reiches, Shtei Lulois, Basil, Bazu. He says it's no different than a zipper or a button or snaps that snap together. Velcro snaps together. It's hook and loop, as it's called in its real term. The off brands call it, because it just basically hooks into the loops and pulls it together. Sif Pehe, Simoni Mechapsat Furim Mekvosim. Laundry, you know, when you take to the cleaners and they staple in those numbers papers. Also, lasirim, you can't take it off on Shabbos. V'gam ein lahaser tfuyas hamechir. One shouldn't take off price tags. I sugas chayro, the type of merchandise it is. You know, the labels on suits of kedema had furois that are sewn on, aymud bakos, or that attached, that are glued on, bedivrei halbasha chadashim, on new clothing. It says, but v'meim uchubar ma'ide sicha ve'enam tfurim. If it's just hooked by a pin and it's not sewn on a tuluyim b'chut plastic, or it's hanging by a single plastic thing like they put the socks together, or very often, you know, it's a single plastic, but mutar l'afridam, then you could separate it. So like at those tags on the bottom of the suit, where it goes in, comes out of the garment, goes into the tag, goes back into the garment, that's like double. That's a problem. But if it's a single thing that it only goes singly into the suit and let's say it comes out, that those could be pulled off and ripped off, preferably with a shinui, on Shabbos. Sif Peivot, Dilvrei Halbosha Chadoshim. Haruzim Barizas Nylon Segura. You went to the cleaners and they knotted the bottom of the plastic, or you bought a new garment and they put it in the plastic and they knotted the bottom. V'shachach L'Paischam B'Yayim, you forgot to open it up before Shabbos. Mutter L'Kraya B'Shabbos is Ariza Derech Kilkulon. The whole plastic, the whole packaging could be totally destroyed derech kilkul on Shabbos to get to the garment. We're up to Sif Pei Zayin, the bottom of page Reish Chof Tes. We're going to talk about disposable diapers now. It's going to give us the opinion of Shem Zalman, his opinion of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Some of you, please don't send me any hate mail. I'm reading this. This is his psakim. If you have your own psak from your own rav, feel free to follow your local Orthodox rabbi. Taitulim, diapers, sheish bem eged hamyud led b'kosim is manashirishem, that have tabs that are meant to be stuck on while the diaper is in use. The kredim hashimish bem, right, in order to use the diaper, poischem es ha'eged, you pull the tab off where the tab is stuck to. Mechatlim es ha'tinuk umadvikim es ha'eged al ha'titul kedei lahatke al guf ha'tinuk, right, you pull open the tab off where it's stuck to before when it comes in the packaging. Then you stick that tab with its stickiness onto the diaper, and that's what holds the diaper on a baby. He says, "Yesh lof teiches ad matbekes ha'agad mufnei ha'shabbos loshuv l'chassis es ha'egedim ha'mogin shal devek." Most of what he's talking about is more, I believe, of the old-fashioned tabs that were sticky, and you would unstick it. So he says you should unstick it before Shabbos, because when it's put on there to stay for a very long time, so it's like teifer. Unstick it, stick it back down. Now, since it's meant to be used within 24 hours on Shabbos, that's not going to be teifer, it's not going to be kireya when you unstick it. So he says to open them up before Shabbos and re-stick it down. So then once you've opened them once before Shabbos, you close it back. And when you're ready to use a diaper on Shabbos, you can use it regularly. When you finish using the diaper, you could open it up and throw it out. But Mashmoy says you should not reseal back down, because when you're resealing it, yes, you're resealing that for permanent. So most of what he's talking about is the more, you know, probably would say the 90s, early 2000s, the diapers that were mamish sticky. But we're going to see later, he talks about the ones that are done with Velcro. Now, most of, I think, our baby diapers today are done with a hook and loop style thing, and they're not really sticky. You could put your finger on it. Most of them are not sticky. They don't rip. They used to rip the diapers when you pulled them off. Today, they don't rip the diapers anymore. It's more, today the diapers have a cloth, which attaches much more in a Velcro style. But if you have the sticky style, so this is clearly what he's talking about. He says, if you didn't unstick it before Shabbos, there's makom to be lenient and open on Shabbos. He says, it's much better to use on Shabbos diapers, keilon, eskermai, they seret midbuk, shemem shem pukpuk, that work more like a Velcro style. In Eretz Yisrael today, you'll find that there are many diaper companies that advertise that their diapers are kosher for Shabbos. What that means is that they're using the hook and loop, similar to the Velcro method. But I believe that today, most of our diapers in the United States are similar to that also. Most of our diapers are cloth-backed and not plastic-backed diapers anymore. The plastic-backed diapers used to be the sticky tape. And when you ripped it off, very often you even ripped part of the front of the diaper. Today, it's no longer like that. Most of them are cloth, and most of it hooks into it. And that, I seem to think that the way I'm understanding what he's saying, he's permitting that on Shabbos. So that what he talks about opening the diapers up, he's talking about the old-fashioned sticky kind and not most of ours of today. But like I said, one should consult a local Orthodox rabbi. Siv Peches. On page Reish Lamed, Taitulim Sheish Bem Simone Heker HaNelom Imartovas HaTitulim Alidea Tinek. Diapers that have in it that line in the center that shows when they're wet. That when they're wet, it changes colors. So Mutul L'chata Bem Yilad. Use them on Shabbos. Lesson Bem Masha Tinek Meichik. We're not worried that it's going to erase. So he's talking about ones that have the line and the line goes away. Even if the line will come, I day it, it's not, there's no Isit Sfiya or Mechikas Atzeva. And he says in Sivkot and Reish Ayin, hey, why not? He says, you heard from Hashem, you don't care to keep that dark line, you're going to throw that out, or it's erased. It's just a way of knowing when to go change a baby's diaper. The company wants you to know to go change a baby's diaper, but it's not that you care for it to be colored and you're going to throw it out. Therefore, there's no problem. You let a diaper baby with such a diaper. Siv Peites, Mazran Gumi, an air mattress, Sha'asi Lushkil Velov, that's meant to lie on. Mutlu Novche B'Shabbos Gam Meshev HaMiuchedes L'Kach, want to pump it up on Shabbos, as long as it's not an electric pump. If it's a manual pump, you can pump. Imamlum Kvar Ashtamish B'Yim B'Eid Yim, Achvayi Nafkul Rishayna B'Shabbos. As long as it's been blown up before Shabbos, you can blow it up. You shouldn't blow up a mattress for the first time on Shabbos. That would be Makav Patish, or technically, that would be Makav Patish. You'd be finishing off for the first time its use as a mattress. Ones that has used as a mattress, you can add air on Shabbos without a problem, as long as it's not electrical. Most of the ones that I'm familiar with today are electric, but if one has one that's not electric, you can use it on Shabbos. Siv Tzadik, Mutal Olechas B'Shabbos Al Chol Lach. One could walk on wet sand, or Al Sheleg, or on snow, in a line with his shoes. Asher Oisiyas Tzirum Beltim B'Sol Yashalem. Even though coming out of the soles of your shoes is letters, or images, pictures. Gamim Oisiyas Tzirum Yitvu B'Chol B'Sheleg. Even though after you walk, you'll see the mark of your shoe on the in the snow or on the dirt, but as long as you have no kavana that you're trying to make the letters, you're trying to make the image, you shouldn't stamp your foot on the ground to show your friend what the bottom of your shoe looks like or to show the image. But if by day you're regular walking, that image is there, no problem. Siv Tzadik Aleph, Mutl Lidres B'Shabbos Al Shelag, one could walk on snow on Shabbos. Gam Yitochen Shashelag Yimas B'Shalkach, even though you're not supposed to melt snow with your hands. And by walking on the snow, you're going to cause it to melt. It's no problem, as long as, once again, you're not trying to make it melt on Shabbos. Siv Tzadik Beis, what happens, this happens very common. You're out walking, and your socks get wet. Siv Tzadik Beis, Garbaim Shenirtavu Kegoyin Beis Halicha B'Geshem. While you're out in the rain, socks get wet. Mutu Laham Shech Lelechaz Behem Afal Pi Sheneschotim Mayim Min HaGarbaim Beis Shalicha. Even though, as you're walking, a little bit of liquid is squeezing out of the socks. Right? You're allowed to continue walking home. When you get home, you read them, you change your socks. Right? We're not worried. You're going to squeeze it out. It goes back in. You're not cleaning it. You're not trying to clean the socks. Permitted. Not just that, he says, Mutu Lulka Laleches B'Shabbos Ashtiach Ratuf, Kain Ashtiach Ratuf Nea Bay Shnitu B'Geshem. You're allowed to walk on a wet carpet on Shabbos. And on the bottom, he explains why, because when you walk, the dirty water comes out, the dirty water goes right back in. You're not trying to clean it. That's one reason. Also, it's Derech Halicha, not Derech Schito. The Rivers of Ephraim says, which he quotes in the bottom. And therefore, one can walk on a wet carpet on Shabbos, or if there's a doormat in front of your house that already got wet, you're allowed to step on it, even though, you know, when, as you step on it, you might see some water squeezing out of it. Now, you shouldn't try to take that water, get it, or dry out the mat, squeeze out the mat. That you're not allowed to do. But if walking on it creates some squeezing, no isser there. Bottom of page Reish Lamed, Sif Tzadik Gimel. Nale Yeladim Sheish Bem Nurish and Edlekism called Richa Al Ritzpah. If you have those light up sneakers that every time you take a step, it lights up. Ain lanilo mesilod mishalas yamtiv. You should not put them on your child on Shabbos yamtiv. Ela ingain hivsik es pulas aselolim by jamin. Unless you have a way of stopping the electricity and lights going on before Shabbos. Now I am told that most of these sneakers, they do not have switches. And that there's no way to make it stop. What's the word I'm looking for? And therefore, one should not put such sneakers on their child on Shabbos. Top of page Reish Lamed Aleph. Chutei tzitzis shenestabchu zebezeh. Your tzitzis got tangled. Right, so now they're knotted up, they're tangled together. Ain la freedom of Shabbos Yomtiv, one should not separate them on Shabbos Yomtiv. As far as if they're going to be considered pasul because they're so knotted up, that's not our conversation here. One should consult with the LOR. Siv tzadikei, the last siv in Perek Tezvav, the gadim shenestavchu b'kreitzim. You're walking and your clothing gets caught up in a branch, in thorns, or let's say in a chair even. So ya freedom badino shloika beged, one should try to separate it and pull it out carefully. Not to rip the garment, vim nikra, and if by mistake you did rip, less than but you're not worried, you don't have to worry, you weren't over an isser. Wasn't what you're trying to do. Trying to cut your beged, and it is mutter. That finishes Sim Perek Tezvav. It's been a long perek. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah from Miral Bas Sarah Gittel. Please help sponsor these shiurim to keep them coming on a consistent basis, that they can continue being free for everybody, whether it's on any of our podcast platforms or on, no, I'm told it's being played on Nucky Radio. And other such platforms as well, at no charge, no fee. Help them keep coming so we can keep this shiurim coming on a regular basis. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com. Click on sponsor a shiur or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Lahagdol teru la'adir. Thank you for your sponsorships.